Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is March 16th. Gosh, time flies, I tell you. You ever notice, like, the older you get, the shorter a day is? Pretty soon it's going to be the shorter a minute is. At what point are you just flying through? You know what I mean? I'm sure some of you can answer that for me. I remember when I was a kid in school watching the clock, and it was like, it's not 3 o'clock yet. Now, 3 o'clock comes way too early every single day. It's crazy, man. So, let's get on to some news. We've got a couple of good things going on here. The first one, of course, is the 53rd annual Blake Jones Trout Tournament was a huge success. We got a press release from Tawny Thompson and April Leeson at the Chamber of Commerce in Bishop. The 53rd edition of the Blake Jones Trout Derby is now in the books, and it was a good one. Nearly 400 registered participants weighed in 527 fish on Saturday, March 12th. The largest was 5 pounds, and most were in the 1 pound range. The weather was picture perfect, and people were in a terrific mood. So happy to be back after the pandemic caused hiatus. Lucky winners took home about 10K worth of prizes, including float tubes, Yeti coolers, barbecues, rod and reel combos, and tons of other great gear provided by the event's ever-generous co-sponsors. Registration, weigh-in, and award ceremony took place at the Tri-County Fairgrounds, and it was a really busy day at the venue. There was a D9 high school rodeo and fundraising dinner, as well as the California Waterfowl Association dinner at the same time. Everyone shared the space, and the fair staff provided excellent service to all. Some young rodeo calf ropers even gave a demonstration to the Blake Jones crowd during the award ceremony. How cool. The Derby is an important tradition for visitors as well as locals. We want to make sure that it's sustainable so upcoming generations can enjoy the fishing fun. We've added a category for catch and release and a special raffle prize for those who pick up trash while they're out fishing. And we always purchase and plant far more fish than are usually caught at the Derby, explains Bishop Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Tawny Thompson. The 2002 Blake Jones Derby winners go something like this. Blind Bogey Adult, Milton Rios from Bishop, David Acosta, Covina, Bart Kernan from Wrightwood, Bud Leonard from Lake Elsinore, Dylan Gouch from Bishop, David Ramirez, Palmdale, Pedro Torres, Moreno Valley, Brandy Ramirez, Lancaster, Brian Victoria, Lancaster, Tony from Orange, Cyrus Posos from Lancaster, Scott Kershiao, Upland, Jack Stone, Amador, Jose Emerson, San Jose, and Brian Limke from Los Angeles. The kids' blind bogey goes Oliver Winford from Orange, Love Dewey from Bishop, Colton Couch from Torrance, Lucas Clark from Bishop, Leighton Mayhew from Bishop, Daniel Torres from Riverside, Jared Cato from Reno, and Nick Sanchez from Bishop. Lots of Bishop winners this year. That's great. Big Fish, Brian Miranda from Reno, Kevin Wheeler, and Max Orozco from Los Angeles. The early bird raffle goes to Thomas Thrasher from Huntington Beach. The farthest travel, Tom Herka from Tillamook, Oregon. Catch and release, no fish raffle. That was for Adam Crandall from West Covina. The trash collector raffle went to Natalie Grader from Lancaster. She's my hero here in this one. And the basket raffle winner goes to Trace Boom from Bishop and Kevin Coda from Bishop, as well as Weston Dondero from Bishop. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce is grateful to the many volunteers and co-sponsors of the event, including Alex Printing, Alta One, Anne-Marie's Kitchen, Kitchen and Bath, Back Alley Bowling and Grill, BG Beauty Supply, Berkeley, Bishop Automotive Center, Bishop Country Club, Bishop Lions Club, Bishop Real Estate, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, Booyah Clothing, CDF Owens Valley Camp, City of Bishop, Convict Lake Resort, Costa, Dr. Slick, Eagle Claw, Eastern Sierra Propane, Eastern Sierra Realty, Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fair, Fish Taco Chronicles, B5 Fishing Club, Grocery Outlet, Hendrix High Country Lumber, Home Lumber, Inyo County, CPSP, Inyo County Probation, the Indian Register, KIBS, KBOV, The Knife Joker, Liquid Assassins, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, Max Sporting Goods, Mahogany Smoke Meats, Matter Market, Mountain Apparel, North Fork Outfitters, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Peak Productions, Preferred Septic and Disposal, Reagan's Sporting Goods, Sage to Summit, Sierra Maps, the Sierra Reader, Sierra Slammers, Sierra Wave Media, Southern California Edison, Tom's Place, Turner's Outdoor, and Wenaha Casino. I'd like to just point out, April and Tawny, nobody called Eastern Sierra now, or I would have been on that list too. So, hit me up next year. I definitely would love to be a part of that. And for the rest of you advertisers, hey, if you're looking to advertise during the year, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where you will get the most bang for your buck throughout the year. Info at Eastern Sierra Now if you are interested. Oh, by the way, April said, we had so much fun and we're already looking forward to next year. We hope everyone will mark their calendars now for March 11th, 2023, states Bishop Chamber of Commerce event coordinator April Leeson. All right, ladies and gentlemen, because it took a lot of people to pull this off, thank you so much for all that you do. That is always such a cool event every single year. So good job on that, and congratulations to all the winners. And I suppose... sorry to the fish. You know, Northern Inyo Hospital does so much for the community. They get involved in everything. They sponsor everything. They do everything they can to help. They've got state-of-the-art equipment, doctors, nurses, staff, everybody here. And we have it right here in our small little town of Bishop, California. I mean, that's unheard of. That's incredible. You go to other little small towns that size, they don't have a hospital like we do. We have a friggin' robot, okay? That is incredible. You know, it's top-of-the-line service when you go to Northern Inyo Hospital. And we are absolutely stoked to be advertising them through our website. But they do so much all the time. You know, Barbara Lahan does such an amazing job of letting us know what's going on. So with that being said, they just released a new article for something that is really, really, really cool. I love gardening, number one. So to me, it's fantastic. But even if you don't, you can get behind this and realize how awesome of a program this is. The Northern Inyo Hospital District Master Gardeners, a partnership rooted in healing. Tucked away just to the right of Northern Inyo Hospital's main entrance is a garden sanctuary rich with colorful roses, flowering plants, butterfly bushes, and a touch of hospital history. Built around one of three cupolas from the 1949 hospital building, Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Healing Garden is designed to offer patients, visitors, and staff a bit of peace and a place to promote healing from within. Many may not know that Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Healing Garden is a gift from the Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation through donations raised in the community. The foundation has been maintaining the garden ever since through new plantings, landscape care, and water improvement projects, all made possible through generous donations to the foundation. The foundation first engaged the University of California's Master Gardener program back in 2015 to help provide the proper attention to the many different types of roses the Healing Garden has throughout. This partnership has made the Healing Garden a hub for hospitals' events and in many ways represents the hearts of those who work within both the Master Gardener program and the district. Recently, 11 Master Gardeners arrived at the Healing Garden to prepare the roses and bushes for the coming spring. Led by UC County Director and Farm Advisor Dustin Blakey, the group spent just under 3 hours pruning, lopping, and encouraging new life and growth. Blakey used the time to demonstrate proper techniques and inspire his students to apply what they had learned. Gardening on the east side is different from the rest of California, Blakey says. It's great having a team of volunteers who are willing to help people be successful with growing things here. Projects like this are a great way for them to practice skills to share with our community. This is the 7th year the Master Gardener program has cared for the Healing Garden. Their touch is evident, and for that, Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation Executive Director Greg Bissonette is grateful. Admittedly, when someone first thinks of a hospital, they likely don't think of gardens or nature. Bissonette says, I think it's safe to say that anyone who lives in the Eastern Sierra understands the healing nature of being outdoors in the sunshine, breathing fresh air, and taking in the views of our mountains. The foundation appreciates all Dustin and the Master Gardeners do to make the Healing Garden a soothing, stress-free environment here on campus. Northern Inyo Hospital District Chief Executive Officer Kelly Davis agrees. I love passing by and seeing patients and their families enjoying time together, or seeing our staff enjoying their lunch amid the lavender and roses, Davis says. In pre-pandemic times, we often saw our nurses or rehabilitation team members wheeling patients out into the warm weather, giving them a chance to reset their hearts and minds during a hospital stay. I am ready to see those moments again. Davis notes that partnerships like the Master Gardeners and the Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation are just a snapshot of what a community can do to improve daily life when working together. 75 years ago, our community came together to improve healthcare access, and they did it with one-time donations, penny drives, and community dinners, she says of Northern Inyo Hospital District. Those opportunities for community growth are still rooted in each town along US 395 and waiting for beneficial partnerships to bloom, and those often just need a little gardening to get started. Both the Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation and the UC Master Gardener Program rely on donations to enhance their work. The Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation is responsible for generating awareness and raising funds for programs, services, and new technologies at NIHD. A long-term goal is to build a new outpatient clinic facility to house its 8 primary care and specialty clinics, including the Rural Health Clinic. The foundation is currently working to purchase a new wheelchair-accessible hybrid van for Northern Inyo Hospital District's Care Shuttle transportation service. The Master Gardener program extends research-based information about how horticulture management as a public service through outreach under the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources administered locally by participating UC Cooperative Extensive County offices. Donations allow for special projects. For more information about the NIH Foundation, please visit nihdfoundation.org or email Greg Bissonette at greg.bissonette, that's B-I-S-S-O-N-E-T-T-E, at nih.org. For more information about the Master Gardener Program, please visit the ucanr.edu/sites/new-inyo-mono-mg/ or contact Dustin Blakey at 760-872-2098. All of those emails and links are listed at Eastern Sierra Now, by the way. So, Northern Inyo Hospital, such a great boon for our economy. Great people working there. Just, I couldn't say enough about them. So, thank you for all that you do over there. Unfortunately, we have an obituary today. I always hate the days when we have obituaries. Harriet Ann Harrison passed away peacefully in her home March 9th of 2022. Harriet was born July 5th, 1936 in Stuart, Nevada, but she spent her younger years living in Independence and Big Pine. Harriet eventually settled down in Bishop after she married Samuel Delmar Harrison. Together, they had 4 children, and Harriet had 1 child from a previous marriage. Harriet was most known for being Mrs. Harrison, or Teacher Harriet, since she spent most of her years working in preschools in the Owens Valley. Harriet also dedicated her time being a foster parent for 20 or so years after the death of her husband Sam in 1988. Harriet eventually retired from teaching and shortly began working for Great Steps Ahead as a child interventionist working with children under the age of 3 who had a developmental delay. Harriet loved children, especially her children, her many nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Wow. In her spare time, Harriet spent hours working on crafting projects, making cards with her many stamps, creating stained glass art, going to the local thrift shops, and weaving baskets at the annual Basket Weavers Association gatherings. Harriet is preceded in death by her parents, Hazel Smith and Arthur Richards, her brothers, Elred Richards, Merton Richards, Carl Richards, and Don Richards, and her daughter, Sandra Harrison. She is survived by her sister, Marion Richards, her children, Tab Andrade, Glenn Harrison, Arnold Harrison, Karen Harrison, and many nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 19th at 12 p.m. at Bruni Mortuary in Bishop, California. Burial will follow at the Pioneer Cemetery on West Line Street. There will also be a reception with food at the First Methodist Church. Well, she sounds like a very interesting lady and probably touched the lives of 1.5 billion children, it sounds like. So, well done, Mrs. Harrison. Couple of sports bits here. Bronco baseball. If you're listening to this and you represent sports from anything other than Bishop, hit me up. info@easternsierranow.com. I've reached out to the different principals, and it is kind of hard to get the coaches to remember to send out information. I would love to have a space where your kids and you can find out about all their sporting events. And so far, I've only ever got 1 or 2 things from Mammoth and nothing from anybody else. So we'll keep trying. We're here for you. You just got to utilize us. So let's start with Bronco softball. They get the W over Lone Pine, 15-5. So, solid pitching performance from Geneva Molina and Leilani Torres. Geneva pitched 5 innings, giving up 5 runs on 6 hits, 8 Ks, and no walks. Leilani Torres pitched 1 inning, 2 Ks, 1 hit, 1 walk. Offensively for the Broncos, Leilani Torres, 3 hits, 3 ribs. Leilani Torres, 3 hits, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Jada Jackson, 2 hits, including 1 solo home run and 3 runs scored. Kayla Jackson, 3 walks, 1 run scored. Deb Falling Star, 1 hit, 1 run scored. Sienna Fuller, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs. Geneva Molina, 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 run scored. Bailey Momberg, 1 hit, 2 runs scored. Kay Anderson, 1 hit and a double. Jaylee Dahl, hit by pitch, 1 run scored. And Eva Weaver walked, run, 1 run scored. Hit by pitch, ouch, poor girl. So good job, Lady Broncos, and keep up that streak. You guys are doing good. And up last here, we have Bronco Baseball. The Bishop Bronco Baseball stampedes over the Lone Pine Golden Eagles, 29-0. I mean, that's like a basketball game. That's not baseball. That's crazy. The Bishop Broncos defeated Lone Pine 29-0 as 3 pitchers combined to throw a shutout. Albert Cano led the Broncos to victory by driving in 8 runs. Cano went 2-for-3 at the plate, driving in runs on a grand slam in the first, a walk in the second, and a home run in the third. Caleb Gillum went 2-for-3 with 2 singles and a dinger in the 4th inning. The remainder of the team also hit well. Riley Oropkin, 1-for-3, single, 4 RBIs and 3 runs. Jake Frigerio, 1-for-3, double, 3 runs, 2 stolen bases. AC Valdivia, 1-for-3, had a single, 1 RBI, 3 runs. Reese Dondero, 2-for-3, 2 singles, 4 RBIs, 4 runs. Kennedy Batchelder, 2-for-5, 2 singles, 1 RBI, 2 runs. Kane Omohundro led the team with with quality at-bats, getting hit by the pitch 3 times. God, him too. Walking twice and scoring 4 runs. Riley Oropkin led things off on the pitcher's mound for the Broncos, lasting 2 innings and allowing 1 hit and 0 runs while striking out 1. Kane Omohundro followed by pitching 2 innings, allowing 2 hits and striking out 4 batters. Bodie Garcia pitched the final inning with no hits and 1 strikeout. The Broncos' defense was solid with no errors and will be hosting their first home game facing league opponent. That'll be Fraser Mountain, Tuesday the 22nd. So let's all head out there and support those guys with that. 29-0. Yeesh. Good job, Coach Frigerio. So, just want to remind you, we're closing in on the middle of the week here, which I suppose would be today. And we went over this yesterday a little bit, but I just like to do it again because it is this weekend and they need the help. Saturday the 19th at 8 a.m. is a poker ride for Joe Bragdon. He is having some kidney issues and there's a lot of hospital bills to be paid. And the friends and family are putting on some event for him. So entry fee for side-by-sides, Jeeps or trucks is $100. Entry fee for bikes, $50. And raffle tickets, $1 each. Every penny goes to the Bragdon family to help support Joe in his all of his medical issues that he's having right now. So 8 a.m. at Mill Pond on Saturday. Show up for that poker run and to help out that family. So, you know it'd be really good of you if you haven't done it already? Head over to EasternSierraNow.com. On the right-hand side, in the blue column, it says subscribe to the news via email. All you got to do is put your email and hit subscribe. Boom, done. Every time a news story comes up, you're going to get an email about it. You'll be the first to know everything. Definitely something you want to get on. It's worth it. And if you're listening to this right now and you haven't subscribed, please consider going over to Spotify or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or any of the podcast places and just subscribe for me. It would help me so much. We have 108 subscribers at this point, as well as over 700 downloads of the show. So those are good numbers. They're not huge yet, but they're there. You know, we're doing a good job, and that's, you know, every day 108 people are getting this podcast, and we're just trying to grow it. So if you wouldn't mind doing that or passing it on to your friends and family that, hey, this is where the local news is at, come do this, that would be really helpful. Thank you very much. What else is helpful? Patreon. I'd just like to thank our current patrons: Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret, as well as Chandra. You are the apple of my eye. Thank you all so much. If you'd like to help out with local news and keeping us going and going strong, head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. By just donating something as little as $5, $10, $20 each month, you can help keep local news strong here in the Eastern Sierra. So thank you all for considering that, and thank you for listening. That's why we're here. So well done, everybody, on all the different events today, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I'm Jesse Steele.